And one of the theories out there is that the pilot deliberately did something to this plane. Obviously, you're familiar with that theory. But the theory that I'm talking about, the motive behind it is you, that you were removed from the political arena. He was a big supporter of yours, and that he brought this plane down in protest. Do you believe that could be true?
All right, millions of Malaysians disgusted by the manner the media have been orchestrated, the judiciary has been used by the government to punish opposition leaders. It's not me. There are 5-6 members of parliament in the row to be punished or imprisoned or to be denied their seat. People, and there's an issue of fraud in the elections, in the electoral process. We won 52% of the popular vote. I mean, it's not a question of people having motive. I mean, people are disgruntled. You take any cab or taxi in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur, most of them are just disgusted with the government. But then they do not hijack taxis. And similarly, about the plane. I'm not denying the fact that I know him. He is a man who has strong passion for democracy, for rule of law.
We're talking about the pilot disgusted here.
But the pilot, Zahari, the pilot, is true. And I've had discussions with him. He is also related to my daughter-in-law. I've not denied this. I have no problem with that. But then there's no shred of evidence to suggest that he has that motive. And we can't, therefore, cast aspersions and condemn an innocent man. I've gone through that. I'm now sentenced to 5 years of imprisonment, pending appeal. I understand that. But I don't think other Malaysians should have to endure this